Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 469 for Friday, July 10th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Friday morning, taking strength from the U.S. soy complex. ICE canola was anywhere from $6 to $7 higher, with the most active November contract up $6.90, checking in at $539 per ton. Traders were positioning themselves ahead of the release of the USDA's World Agricultural and Supply Demand Estimates. That report is expected to be out at 11 o'clock Central Time. Dry conditions across much of Western Canada continue to support canola values. Speculation that the Greek debt crisis could be resolved soon has brought optimism back to financial markets, which should help several commodities, including canola. The Canadian dollar was slightly lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to buyers who are out of country. However, concerns over the state of China's economy helped to temper the upside. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed were both lower, which put pressure on values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 5 to 9 cents higher, with the November contract checking in at $10.24 a bushel. Concerns over the state of China's economy supported prices, while traders also positioned themselves ahead of the USDA report. There are ideas the report will show reduced production estimates versus levels from a month ago. Excess rains in the southeastern U.S. are also continuing to support prices. Corn was 2 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $4.41 per bushel. Today's USDA report is also expected to show lower corn production as well. The average yield could be around 165 bushels an acre. Excess moisture in the eastern portion of the U.S. Midwest is expected to be supportive, as acres have been lost to flooding while nutrient quality diminishes. U.S. wheat was 3 to 5 cents per bushel higher, with the September contract at $5.83 per bushel. The U.S. dollar is weaker, which supported prices. Concerns over the situation in Greece are lessening, which was bearish. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, July 10th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.